Welcome to Bedtime Safari. Imagine you're standing at the edge of a quiet forest, tall pine trees all around you, their branches swaying gently in the cool mountain air. A soft breeze carries the scent of pine needles, earth, and something faintly warm, like steam rising from the ground. You're in Yellowstone National Park, a wild and beautiful place in the western United States. This park is full of deep forests, wide meadows, rushing rivers, and magical geothermal spots where the earth bubbles and steams. It feels like the land is alive. You take a few slow steps forward, your boots crunching softly on a gravel trail. The sky is big and open, with puffy white clouds floating over distant mountains. In the distance, you hear the call of a hawk and the soft rustle of something moving in the underbrush. Yellowstone is home to all kinds of ecosystems: forests, rivers, lakes, meadows, and even hot springs and geysers that shoot water high into the air. Everything here works together in quiet balance, like a living puzzle made of animals, plants, water, and stone. As you walk, you come across a wide, open meadow where a herd of bison is grazing. Their shaggy coats look warm and heavy, and you can hear their soft snorts and the slow crunch of grass as they chew. Some of the younger bison trot around playfully, their little tails flicking. These animals have lived in Yellowstone for thousands of years. Even though they're big and strong, they move peacefully through the land, munching on grasses and wildflowers. The bison are like quiet giants of the meadow. Their thick, shaggy fur keeps them warm even in winter, and they use their massive heads to push through deep snow to find grass. Sometimes they roll on the ground, kicking up dust to clean their fur or just to play. You might see a few of them standing still while birds perch on their backs, picking off insects. Even though bison look calm and slow, they can run fast when they need to, up to 35 miles per hour. It's hard to believe such big animals can move like that, but they've lived in this wild land for thousands of years and know how to survive every season. Then there are the bears. Grizzly bears and black bears both live in Yellowstone, but spotting one takes patience and luck. In spring, they come out of their dens, sleepy and hungry. They dig for roots, search for berries, and sometimes fish in streams. Grizzlies are bigger and have a shoulder hump. Black bears are a little smaller and more likely to climb trees. You might find scratch marks high on a tree trunk or overturned logs where a bear searched for bugs. Bears are strong, curious, and careful, and they usually want to stay far away from people. But just knowing they're out there, roaming the forest, sniffing the air, and following hidden trails makes Yellowstone feel truly wild. The air begins to change as you follow the trail further. You feel a strange warmth rising from the ground. Suddenly you see a geyser in the distance. Steam pours out of the earth, and with a loud hiss, hot water shoots into the sky. This is one of Yellowstone's most amazing features. Under the ground is a huge pool of hot rock, like a slow-moving volcano. Water seeps into the earth, gets heated up, and then bursts back out through cracks. Some geysers spray every hour, while others bubble quietly all day long. Around them are bright-colored pools, some blue, some orange, some green, where special bacteria live in the heat. Not far from the geysers, you hear the rushing sound of water. A river runs through the valley, cold and clear. Trout swim in the cool water, and if you look closely, you might spot an osprey diving down to catch one in its sharp claws. Along the edge of the river, wildflowers bloom, and butterflies float from plant to plant. You find a soft patch of grass and sit for a while, just listening to the sound of water, wind, and bird song. In the woods nearby, you see movement. A family of elk steps carefully through the trees. The males have tall antlers, and the younger ones stick close to their mothers. They stop to nibble on leaves and grasses, always watching, always listening. Farther off, a fox trots across a clearing, its red fur bright against the green. It stops to sniff the air, then disappears into the shadows. And somewhere deeper in the forest, hidden from view, a bear might be foraging. Yellowstone is one of the only places in the U.S. where both black bears and grizzly bears live in the wild. They search for berries, fish, and insects, and spend the winter months asleep in their dens. Most of the time, they're quiet and shy, and they don't like to be bothered. But just knowing they're part of this land adds to its quiet mystery. As you keep exploring, you spot a group of tall birds wading through a marshy area, sandhill cranes. They move slowly and gracefully, dipping their beaks into the water to find food. In spring and summer, the park is full of birds nesting, calling, and flying from tree to tree. Some come from far away just to raise their babies here. Now the wind picks up a little, and you hear a long, haunting sound like a distant call. You stop and listen. It's a wolf. Yellowstone is one of the few places where wolves live free in the wild. They move in packs, working together to hunt, travel, and raise their pups. Wolves were gone from Yellowstone for many years, but were brought back, and now they help keep the ecosystem balanced by moving elk and deer so plants can grow. The wolves, though harder to spot, leave signs if you look closely: tracks in the dirt, scratches on trees, or a distant howl floating on the wind. They live and travel in packs, like families, working together to hunt and care for their young. Each wolf has its own place in the group, and they communicate with barks, whines, and those famous howls. When wolves returned to Yellowstone, they helped the entire ecosystem. Their hunting helped control elk numbers, which gave young trees and plants a chance to grow. That helped birds, beavers, and even the shape of rivers change. It's amazing how one animal can have such a big effect on everything around it. The sun starts to dip lower in the sky, painting the mountains gold and orange. You hear crickets begin to chirp, and the forest starts to settle down for the night. A chipmunk scurries across the trail, and a deer raises its head from the grass before slowly walking away. You take one last look around. The forests, meadows, geysers, and animals all feel like part of one big breathing world. Yellowstone is wild, but peaceful, busy, but calm. It's a place where everything works together in a rhythm older than cities and roads. And as you step quietly back down the trail, you carry that peaceful rhythm with you, like the sound of a river or the quiet breath of wind through the trees. We hope you enjoyed this exploration of Yellowstone National Park. Be sure to tune in next week for a new adventure.